Blog Talk Radio.
You're on the coffee cup. C-L-A-S-S-I-B-A. Creeping. Yeah. If you went from good to great, and you know it's not too late, you're in the Midwest.
This is Cream City Classica. A few minor technical difficulties, but we are back on the air. Yes, yes, yes. Today we have Serenity Hall on the show. Tonight she's talking about Traces of My Blood. Yes, she is an author who was signed by Wahida Clark. Her new novel. We're hoping to get her on the line real soon here. I don't know what the heck is going on today. It's like the solar flares are just ruining everybody's everything. Cannot get no act right up in here. It's like the computers are crazy. The lines are nuts. Is there somebody on the line? I can't hear. Fine. I hope I'm on the line. We're trying to get her on the line now. So let's see if we can do that. We're hoping that we can extend the show tonight to try to give her a chance to have more airtime, because I think about a good 5 or 6, maybe, I don't know, at least 5 minutes was cut into her show. Just trying to get her on the air here. I'm telling you. None. Wait a minute. Get her on the line. The code 803-803, Cream City Club. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Serenity?
Yes.
Yeah. Is this you? Yay! What's up? Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, everything. You're welcome. Nothing is working tonight. We're going to try to do the best we can and see if we can extend you some 5 minutes or so to add on to your time. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Cream City Classica. I'm Teresa Ray Butler, and we want to know all about you. How did your journey start, Serena? I was telling them about you and Wahida Clark. So you want to start there, or you want to go back further? Because we got like half an hour. So no, we got about 25 minutes.
Okay. Well, I started with Wahida Clark back in 2010 when I was doing a federal prison bid. I sent her my book, and she signed me, and I wrote Fiending and Still Fiending up under her. And Traces of My Blood, I did that independently.
Okay, wow. So that's your latest novel. With this book, she doesn't have anything to do with, you're saying?
No. No, she doesn't.
Okay, okay. We wanted to get that part right. Okay, so how did you, like, could you tell us a little bit about how you went about getting her your first novel?
I wrote her while she was still incarcerated. And she she was just getting out. And she told me to send her over my material, so I sent it, and I waited and waited. And finally she sent me an email and told me that I was accepted.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Now, with this new novel, was it easier for you to go about putting it out not with her, but on your own route that you decided to take this time? What was that like?
It's a learning process, I can tell you that. The thing that was easier about it was the fact that I wasn't in prison having to write on paper or anything. I could be at home and have more hands on the project.
Right.
But I still think it's still a learning process for me. But I like it.
Now, is there anything you want to tell us about the novel right away?
The new novel is urban fiction, but it's different because the character's basically growing up in the hood. And it's based off generational curses. You know how they say one thing trickle down from the mom to the daughter to her child?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You see that a lot, so.
Yeah, so that's basically what the book is about. Generational curses.
Okay. Was this book inspired by your real life? We always like to ask questions like that because it's not uncommon for an author to reflect their own personal experiences.
Yes, it was. The people that I grew up around, I'm talking about, I incorporate all the people that I came in contact with into my book.
Okay. All right. Is there a favorite character or is there?
For me?
Go ahead.
I don't think so. I don't have one favorite character because I basically know all these people. So all of them bring flavor to the story, I think.
Okay. What was your favorite part about? Okay. Fletcher's your favorite character?
He is. Fletcher is because there's so many guys out there that's just like Fletcher. And a lot of girls come up to me and they're like, I know him because I've been with him before. The character.
Okay.
They say baby daddies, boyfriends. They say they've been with this man before they know this man. Not that they was as weak as
the girl that was with him,
but they probably were. They just don't want to tell the truth about that part.
So everybody had a Fletcher.
Yeah, I think so. If you had a broken heart, you had a Fletcher in your life. But he's just low down and dirty.
I know that's right. Well, let's play this commercial and get right back with you.
Generations
okay.
of women souring
okay.
hurt, resentment, and pain are caught up in the hood trenches trying to survive life by any means necessary. Pamela's main focus is fulfilling her man Fletcher's every desire while also neglecting her 15-year-old daughter, Kimora, who finds love and affection in the arms of a small-time hustler. Brandy's thirst for living lavish is unquenchable, and so are her thoughts of having a monogamous relationship with a man who grants her every wish. Her mother, Evelyn, warns her not to be fooled by the glitz and the glam because she's seen it all before. Will Brandy heed the warning? The conniving matriarch of the family, Mama Shelley, holds the key to a vaulted family secret that may very well burst into a mighty flame. Traces of My Blood by Serenity Hall. Pick up your copy today.
Death Fletcher, boy. Boy, that's Fletch. Serenity, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay,
can you
good,
hear me?
Good, good. Okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
It's
we got
storming.
You now.
It's storming down here where I am.
And it's like some solar act up over here. So we going against two storms, a sun storm and a rain storm. But we getting it in. We are getting it in. All right. So what I wanted to do now was we wanted to know, do you have any book signings coming up or anything to blood for this summer season?
No, not yet. I haven't. No, I don't.
Okay. Now,
I'm looking forward to
book
it, but I
is available
everywhere. They can go on my website,
okay.
www.serenityhall.com. They can get it off of Amazon. They can order it from Barnes & Noble. Wherever books are sold, they can order it from there.
Okay, okay. And do you do PR with this book? Like, are you going to have some social media, like book sales, or are there any trailers out there online? Is there anything online that the people can look up right now to get a little a teaser or a taste for Traces?
They can go to my like page, Serenity Hall, and get the teasers on there.
Is that that's a Facebook page?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry.
Okay, so
my
that's
Facebook like page.
/ and it's just Serenity Hall, and they can find it. Okay,
yes, they can.
So listeners, if you're out there and you're wondering, all you got to do is go to your Facebook, log on, and then go in the search bar and then type in Serenity Hall, and you should be able to see her different pages with that. Okay, well, let's get into the part of the show. Is this book published under, I'm sorry, I'm trying to figure out what house is this book published under?
It's independently published. I did it, just Serenity Hall. I was Yeah, I was up on
right. We know that, but we're wondering.
Yeah.
Okay. So with this is your third novel, and you didn't go with anybody. You just went by yourself and did everything.
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. Now we're clear. Okay. I was under the assumption that you went with a different publishing house. Independent publishing house, not like you.
No.
Okay. Now I know what you're saying. Okay. Now, was that, you said it was a learning experience. What was the toughest part about doing that yourself?
Trying to figure out if my cover was going to be good enough or if getting my editing done and all that type of stuff. But I have a really, really good editor, Linda Wilson, and she does an excellent job. So, that part was covered, but then reaching the people. Like, it's different when you are not under a publishing house and you go by yourself. You got to figure out how you're going to get connected with your audience. So, basically, that's the hardest thing. And I'm still doing that right now because there's a lot of people out here that don't even know that I exist.
Right. And you still have to always... Yeah, because if you don't tell people who you are, they won't know. Keep on building
exactly.
it up. You know, the best piece of advice I got from someone one time at one of these book conventions, because I usually go to book something or other, and we're close to Chicago, but one of the ones I was at, someone told me, forgot it. They said, I don't care if you're still pushing the first novel you wrote back in 1998. It's still new to somebody else who doesn't know you or ever heard of your book. And I was like, that makes
that's
a lot of sense.
True. Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Now,
so
you've had two other novels. Yeah, you've had two other novels prior to this. What's your favorite part about the book signing process?
When I did those two novels, I was incarcerated. I was doing time in a federal prison during that time.
Okay,
so I really haven't had any
came
book
out to the
signing.
Public.
I haven't had any book signings.
So you haven't had any book signings ever?
No, ever.
Wow, and you were able to get a lot done. That's very motivational for aspiring authors because you somehow you've used your co-creative powers even while you were locked up to get your book out there, get it published, two of them, and get stuff done. That's amazing. That is so amazing. I'm just really... I see. Now you really got
I
me messed
like
up.
I felt like I had to come home to something. I had to come home to something.
I'm so
I
impressed.
I couldn't go back
you.
To my old lifestyle. So I was like, I got to do something to go home. I got these kids at home. I got to do something that they can be proud of. And I got to show them that when you make mistakes, you can come back from that if you turn around and start doing something positive with your life. So that's my kids.
Oh, yeah.
My motivation. They still are.
That's deep. Miss Serenity Hall, is there anybody else in the family that you'd like to give some love to while we're on the air during this whole process?
Mom.
It had to be very hard for you.
My mom, when I used to write her letters, she was like, you need to write books. That's what she used to tell me. And I was like, why did she say that? She was like, you wrote this letter? I was like, yeah, I wrote it, but, you know, I'm writing from my heart. So I was like, well, maybe I should try that instead of sitting around here wasting my time playing cards or playing Scrabble and stuff like that. So I was like, okay. I read one of Wahida books. Payback is a Mother was her first book that I read. And I was like, oh, okay, I think I can do this because I grew up in the street. So I can write street literature that I grew up around and things that I've been through in my life. So that's where I started from. Like with Fiend, I started with my story out with is basically my aunt and my uncle because my uncle died of HIV. He died of AIDS, I'm sorry. And my aunt, she was on crack. And they were really, really close. So I took those two characters and I made those characters become best friends in the book. And I just started from there and I wrote from beginning to the end. And then
wow.
I put it in. So I kind of pulled all my stuff from growing up in the street. It's, I had to write about what I know.
Yeah. And you've done a fabulous job. We want to congratulate you. Not one novel. Nope, she didn't stop at one, y'all. Not two. Serenity was not done yet. This is her third novel, Traces of My Blood. We've come to the end of the show, towards the end of the show. And this is the part of the show where we allow you to maybe talk about any other authors around you or anybody else that's doing anything else online that you can give some shine to, like send some customers their way or something like that.
You know, the biggest person that helped me out, and just to let you know, it's four books that I have. Serenity Hall is my pen name.
Oh, okay.
Dorothy Hall is my name, and I wrote Endless Tears. It's a book on sexual abuse. I wrote that up under Dorothy Hall. It kind of separate the two. So that's why I chose to write it under Dorothy Hall. But the person that's helped me out the most, I say, is Nene Capri. She's helped me a lot. She's been teaching me a lot lately also. Yeah, she's been teaching me a lot. So I learn a lot from her.
That is so awesome. I guess you sat me down with your four novels.
There's a lot of people that don't know. But I got a long way to go. Work in progress.
You never, ever, ever stop. Well, we'd like to really congratulate you on that. Is there anything that you'd like to talk about before?
No, not really. I can just tell people, authors or people that are writing your novels now, to continue doing what you're doing like I did. Don't let nobody steal your dreams away from you because it can't happen.
And what can we expect from you?
Oh, hopefully before the year is out, I'm putting out another novel.
Well, shoot. Miss Serenity, I bow to you. Go ahead, y'all. She is cold. Coming out with more. That's the way we like to hear about it. That is what's up. All right. Well, I guess that wraps up the show then. And we certainly look forward to talking to you again in the future. And we want to thank you for coming by and spending some time with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You're welcome. Can we talk to you again in the future when you bring something else out?
Of course, very soon.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to play a commercial. We're going to let you go. We're going to talk to you in the future. I'm just going to put that in the air because you've been an absolute pleasure to talk with. Thank you for holding the line for us till we could patch you in. Thank you for all of your knowledge to aspiring writers and your wonderful story. And we will talk to you in the future. All right, Serenity?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Yes, Serenity Hall, she stopped by Kansas City tonight to tell us all about Traces of My Blood. Traces of My Blood. She says it's on sale everywhere. So you guys, if you go to Barnes & Noble, if you go to Amazon, just look for that novel and also her other novels. And don't forget, she has a pen name, Dorothy Hall. So what we're going to do, we're going to cut to the commercial, and then we're going to end the show before the sun makes us mess up or do something crazy. So, Teresa Ray Butler.
Four generations of women souring with hurt, resentment, and pain are caught up in the hood trenches trying to survive life by any means necessary. Pamela's main focus is fulfilling her man's. Four generations of women souring with hurt, resentment, and pain are caught up in the hood trenches trying to survive life by any means necessary. Pamela's main focus is fulfilling her man Fletcher's every desire while also neglecting her 15-year-old daughter, Kimora, who finds love and affection in the arms of a small-time hustler. Brandy's thirst for living lavish is unquenchable, and so are her thoughts of having a monogamous relationship with a man who grants her every wish. Her mother, Evelyn, warns her not to be fooled by the glitz and the glam because she's seen it all before. Will Brandy heed the warning? The conniving matriarch of the family, Mama Shelley, holds the key to a vaulted family secret that may